The introductions completed, the questions began at once.
"I bet you've seen a lot of combat, huh?"
asked Garonis.
"What's it like?"
"Have you?" Gavin wanted to know. "Have you seen a lot of combat?"
Felix shrugged. "Some."
"Tell us about it,"
blurted at least two of them in ragged unison.
"Yeah, what's it like?
Is it scary?
Are you scared?
Is it hard to kill an ant?
What does it feel like to kill one?
What was it like the first time?"
Felix stared, unbelieving, at their faces, eager, excited, admiring. Those faces had nothing to do with Banshee, and nothing to do with him, and he could not imagine why they didn't know it immediately. Were they blind? Retarded? Felix's expression dawned belatedly on Shoin. She hurried to rescue him.
"Enough,"
she barked, clapping her hands for silence.
"He's here to see the lab, dammit. Shut up and show it to him. We're on a tight schedule."
Meekly they obeyed. There wasn't much to see. 4 pressurized vats, tools and trays for dissection, some specimen jars. The explanation for each was lost completely in the style of the questions and the sound of 3 voices at once. Shoin was quicker to the rescue the second time. She gave him, in seconds, the only 2 pieces of information he actually needed to have.
"When you blaze the spine, make sure you get the section as long as your forearm," she said. "And when you bring it back, put it in there,"
she added, pointing to a slot on the largest vat.
"Is that it?"
he asked.
"That's it,"
she assured him and led him outside to safety. The techs were still wishing them luck as they hit the door.
"They've given the team a pretty good place to rest," she said as they
once again entered the main passage.
"I'll show it to you, and then I've got some people I've got to see."
He nodded without answering. His mind was elsewhere, on his newly discovered delight at being out of the suit. It really did feel marvelous, however frightening it had seemed at first. He flexed his toes in his sandals happily. Shoin stopped abruptly in front of him, turning to speak. He stopped and waited. She, in turn, waited for a small group of people in jumpsuits to pass before speaking.
"Look, Felix," she began hesitantly. "I'm sorry about those kids in the lab. I know they seemed a little... Well, you must understand that for them, this is all very..."
"Canada!"
sounded from behind them enthusiastically. As they turned toward the voice, they were surrounded by 6 fresh-faced young officer types, wearing jumpsuits too immaculate to be anything other than custom-tailored. They looked like they belonged on the vid, he thought, like actors cast as the fleet's finest. Or, he added wryly, like students dressed up for a party with an ant-war motif. He shrugged uneasily, failed once more to catch most of the names Shoin threw at him. He was ignored for the most part. Canada and her exploits were the center of their attentions. And when they found out she'd seen action...
"Well, it was really my scout here, Felix," she added, somewhat patronizingly.
"Tell us about it,"
urged a pretty captain with a thick Slavic accent. Felix looked at her uncertainly. He had no idea what to say to her. He knew there must be a connection between doing it and talking about it later. It just seemed beyond his reach. Others chimed in with their own urgings, interrupting one another in their excitement. The only response Felix was able to effectively offer was a nod to the oft-repeated question, "Seen much combat?"